They had a race in the backyard on the fourth. Like, they're just messing around. Billy beat them all by about 10 yards.
Yeah. Billy Van Dyke. That's the name to watch.
Hey, but they just call him BVD.
Yes.
Hey, BVD on his wrist tape. BVD.
TG 78.
78 or 79?
Oh, shit. Really?
I don't know. It happens every time.
Let me look through the files.
78, 79. It doesn't matter. We're still in our left tackle phase.
Left tackle era.
I was just about to say that. Where are you broadcasting from? Is this your digs? Is this your place?
Dude, this is 78. I think I'm right for the first time.
Oh, okay.
But I still think I'm wrong. Right. Yeah, dude, this is my crib. Are we started? Are we going? Yeah, we're going.
Wow. Let me get a little look-see. So where you been recording from? A studio? Oh, you got the AI shits? How'd you get that? What do you mean? Like, it moves, like it follows you.
I don't know, bro. Just my computer, my little webcam shit.
Just wow.
Does that. It might be a Zoom feature. I don't really know. But yeah, this is my crib, and there's like a little studio. It's just not, it's not a studio. It's like a room above a garage that I'm usually in, but the Wi-Fi was really bad last time, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That got all fucky.
I thought about it last night, and I was like, and then I was like, fuck it.
Nice. Yeah. Got a little TV stand,
bro,
a little flat screen.
That TV volume hasn't been above 2 in my entire life.
But the TV's been on just continuously.
Oh, yeah. Never turned it off. I like walking
in.
Walking into a little fun, a little party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The same way.
No TV.
I can only do it, though. I can only do it at the hotel room, you know? If I do it here or did it at my parents' house, it's game over.
You get yelled at and shit for it?
Yeah. But it all changes when you have a dog.
Oh, keep it on for the dog.
Everybody, it's amazing how quickly that switches.
Because the dog, yeah.
Switches real quick.
The way dogs actually watch TV is a little concerning. I'm like, you're paying attention to this shit more than me, bro.
And I do come home after we've been away for a while during the day and Happy's lying on the couch. And we've been gone for so long that the TV's like doing one of those, are you still watching this or you want to find something else? And so there's like, you know, it's just paused up there on the screen. I'm like, damn, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wish I could have got it for you.
That's why dogs chew up remotes. They're like, can we just, I'm trying to press okay. they can't get it, bro.
It's a good call. That's a good call. Push
and,
chintickies.
And we're worst joke ever. And
push chintickies. Buffalo Wednesday. Eating wings. Gonna have wings for lunch. Gonna have wings for dinner after the show. Gonna have wings in the airport on Thursday morning for breakfast. Buffalo Thursday. Detroit next week Wednesday. Right before the NFL draft. Kansas City Thursday, May 2nd. Right before Kentucky Derby. Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, May 7th.
Twin Cities, such a cool name. Hartford this Thursday, Omaha, May 1st, Syracuse, May 30th, Columbus, June 13th. Mm-hmm. First girlfriend's birthday. Don't know why I remember that, but it's true. And then Portland, June 26th. You know?
Is that what caught you up there a little bit?
Yeah, I was like, wow, happy birthday.
I dedicate this one to you, Nicole.
So true. I was like, wait a minute, I know Tickies that date. I know that date from something.
Tickies in the show description, in our bios, on our websites. You know where to find them. See you there. Yeah, dude, girlfriend's birthdays. That's, they do.
There's only a couple
you,
of them.
You remember their birthday. You remember their birthday more than you remember them.
Yeah. There's only a couple that stand out. Really just that one, I think. Because like it's got to be a good birthday and a good number, you know? Summer B-Day? Crazy.
I had a couple of September ones that were like good round numbers too. What?
September's a weird month, bro. It wants to be October. How? So bad. It wants to be October so bad.
That's because of us. It's not because of September. September's a great month.
Nah, September's in October's shadow big time. They're holding it down, but like they're little brother.
You got Labor Day. You got football.
Wow, wouldn't have led with Labor Day. That's for sure.
Why?
Because I don't know what month Labor Day is still. God.
3-day weekend. It's the last 3-day weekend to end the summer and to kick you off in the fall.
Yeah, I think I try not to remember it. So it's like a nice little surprise when it happens. I'm like, oh, yeah, every year.
That's your whole life, dude.
It's true. True. Doesn't remember anything, so it's a little surprise. Everything. Oh, Christmas. It's happening this year. Let's do it. Hey, dripping.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry. Dripping or tripping? Jets new uniforms.
I'm going drip.
Yeah. Me too. Dripping. Dripping.
I'm going drip. I think that they just simplified. You know me, dude. They simplified. They got the right shade of green. It's a little bit of the vintage through involved with it as well.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Me too. But when I love it. But why is there a little part of me now that's like every team's just doing stripes?
Well, it is really weird. Yeah, it's just what once was comes back again.
I know, but it's
yeah. Never more prominent than with NFL uniforms right now.
Damn. I'm like Cardinals stripes. Every team just same. I like it, but I'm like, now every single team is going to do that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, people will not shut the fuck up about the Dolphins throwbacks, the Falcons throwbacks.
They're all nice.
Yeah, they are, but yeah. I mean, and like the creamsicles, I'm done with the creamsicles for the Bucks.
Really? Too much talk.
I think honestly, when I think Buccaneers, and what I think is the best Buccaneers is fucking Simeon Rice. Mike Alstott, Simeon Rice, fucking Warg Thun, Brad Johnson.
The real Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is the Bucks right there, dude. I don't give a shit about the creamsicles. Green Eddie's hot.
give me the pewter pants with a neck roll. Call it a day.
Oh my god, dude.
That's the Bucks, bro. The creamsicle pewter. Bucks were kind of like, you guys sucked.
Dude, they did suck, and they're not that great. Pewter Bucks. I'm hey, Pewter Papa.
Hey, it was John Lynch and Mike Alstott the same guy?
definitely brothers. Definitely related somehow.
You know their wives like had a crush, like John Lynch's wife had a crush on Mike Alstott. Mike Alstott's wife had a crush on John Lynch, and it was just like, deal.
Yep, yep. Hall pass.
Same He's like kind of cute.
No, what they wear was the brother tandem in high school. That John is more stylish and has a cooler car and like cares about his hair more, right? Probably does better with the girls. But then Mike was like the psycho that like wanted to play without a helmet on and would headbutt you.
Dude, Alstott was lifting with the varsity boys when he was a freshman.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was in eighth grade, he was like going to the high school's practice, and everybody was like, "Who is that?"
Yeah, dude. He has
in eighth grade.
They have some crazy last name like Van Dyke or something. Like those are the Van Dykes, bro.
Bro, are they coming here? They might go to Cathedral. They're like visiting schools in the area. I'm not playing next year.
Hey, somehow they're like.
Man,
they're like 10 months apart. You're like, how is that even possible? Like, just like they're so close that they're in the same grade, but they're not twins for some reason.
Yeah, it's like some superhuman thing, bro. They like have that gene. There's like a big rumor going around. You know, dude. There's always that family in high school, and you're like, Jesus Christ! Like the best athletes of all time. Oh, you're drinking Prime.
Yeah.
That shit's fire. Did they send it to you?
It's ridiculously good. Yeah, I mean, no free ads. But
yeah, dude, it's so good. It's so good for real.
It's just that 4th of July popsicle in drink form. I mean,
I drank 6 in one day. Got an 8-pack, drank 6 in one day. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. The Van Dykes, bro. I can't stop thinking about them.
I know.
And you're right. Both are like, yeah, John plays defense. Mike plays offense. Exactly like they did in the pros, but it's in high school.
Hey, but did you hear about their younger brother? He's the best one, they say.
God damn. How much did dads love to say that, dude?
Dude, they still, no matter what, the son could be some like musician and they'd be like, yo. I'm hearing the younger one's the best.
Yeah. Hey, do you think they're good? The one in fifth grade, he's already hit the ball further than them.
Mm-hmm. He's faster. I saw him all run on the 4th of July. He's faster. They had a race in the backyard on the 4th. Like they're just messing around. Billy beat them all by about 10 yards.
Yeah. Billy Van Dyke. That's the name to watch.
Hey, but they just call him BVD.
Yes!
Hey, BVD on his wrist tape. BVD.
BVD, student
section chants that. They don't chant anything else. Not the team, not nothing. BVD. BVD. Hey. He plays both ways. His brothers played, one played defense, one played offense. He plays both ways.
Yeah, for sure. That's the only reason I want to have kids right there, though.
Hey, they come back, though. The brother, John and Mike come back. And one, because Mike is now John is now the DB's coach for that same high school. So he's already there. But then Mike comes back, too, to see him on senior night.
Dude, I heard all the Van Dykes are here.
Hey, and then it's the flipper. It's the reverse. And then he becomes Coach Schmitty, you know? Then how everyone said, hey, but BVD, he's in fifth grade. He's the best one. But then when it's BVD senior night, then all the people are like, yeah, you see his older brothers. You think he's good? They were real legends.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can never get
all
away
from it.
All comes
full circle.
Yep.
All comes full circle.
Hey, the oldest Van Dyke brother, like he's the most mature. He has like a turtleneck on at the game. He's like established now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a CPA. He like went to Marquette for some reason.
He had a scholarship, but just decided to like do school, you know?
Oh, yeah. Do school.
He didn't want to play. He had a full ride, though.
And then the middle two were the crazy ones who are the partiers, who are the legends. And then the youngest one is the best one.
Yeah.
But that oldest one, man, if he would have stuck with it, you never know.
Bro. If he would have just, I don't know why, he lost his love for the game. Hey, he got burnt out. Hey, where do you have, where do you have offers from? The oldest one.
Oh, Western Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. But it was when they were good. So like,
right, right. Like Brom was there, you know. And honestly, he went to some faraway school. He went to like Pepperdine because he just wanted to get away from it all. And he didn't want his little brothers to live in his shadow, but also he just wanted to get away from it all too. So he only comes back rarely. Like when he's here, it's like a big thing. So obviously it has to be senior night.
Dude. And I heard when he was at Pepperdine, there was like an intramural game going on and he had 4 picks. Took 2 back to the house.
A scout for USC was randomly there and like wanted him to come and walk on.
Try out.
But he said, no, yeah, try out with a chance at a partial scholarship. But he just said, I'm focusing on my studies.
Why has that happened before? Like, this is not like a.
Oh, for sure.
This is a reoccurring story.
Every town has a Van Dyke family.
Bro, the Van Dykes go crazy. Hey, and their sister in high school, their sister's so hot, dude.
Oh yeah, but no one wants to approach because bro. Mike and John will fucking kill them.
Yeah. Dude, they're those brothers for sure.
Oh yeah, they'll like take you up against the locker, both of them, one on each arm. Heard you like our sister. I think she's cool.
Yeah, whatever. We like study together. The Van Dyke's house, bro. Best basement ever.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Van Dyke owns his own like pavement company.
Oh, 1,000,000% too in the garage. They have like it's better than anybody else has, but oh yeah, it's like a half workout room. That's where they train in the morning. Yeah. And he turns the heat up and they get a sweat in and they train there in the morning.
They can only train with sweatshirts and sweatpants on, like sweats tucked in the socks.
Mike wants to listen to No Easy Way Out from Rocky IV, but John wants to stay with the times and he's trying to mix in like a little, you know, like a little 21 Savage and shit like that.
Mr. Van Dyke makes him lift every day before school.
And while they're lifting, Mr. Van Dyke is making them those protein drinks that have the egg whites.
Finish your sets.
It's like the craziest shit ever. It's like egg yolks, egg shells, peanut shells, chocolate, peanut butter,
molasses,
and like a dollop of yogurt to like really bring it all together. You know, that's our little treat.
Yeah. They're like, what do you guys drink? Like the kids on the team are like, what is it? What do you guys drink? It's so we don't cramp on Fridays.
Did you ever drink Pedialyte?
Oh my God. Yeah. Hey, doesn't work.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that.
What the biggest scam of our entire like generation is Pedialyte. Doesn't do shit.
Does it work for hangovers even? Every time I tried, I was like,
"Works for hangovers."
I was like, "This shit is too thick. I don't like it.
It's gross. It's for babies, dude."
Yeah, dudes would be rocking that for sure. They'd be drinking that on Thursday night, Friday during the day. Yeah. Oh yeah. How about the football players that would come in with a 2-liter jug of water?
I hated that, bro. I was never that guy. I should have been that guy actually, because like I needed that much water, but
just couldn't let yourself.
I was always Powerade bottle, just refilling.
That's good.
Had a good like Powerade bottles are like sturdy. Like you could throw a full Powerade bottle like against a brick wall real hard and nothing would happen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
It would fit into cup holders real tight too. Like you kind of had to like, yeah. But that was my bottle of choice. Gatorade bottle's too small.
Yeah, there wasn't enough. Yeah, it's either like Gatorade bottle. You had the regular one, you know, just like your or you had exactly industrial sizes. Like
that bigger Gatorade bottle is like, Jesus, that's crazy.
Yeah, my mom doesn't
sell that size anymore.
I don't, I think so, but like at the time, I was like, my mom doesn't have a Sam's Club membership.
That was a big, that was family size Gatorade, dude.
I know. You needed a damn handle. It was a bucket. You weren't walking around with that carrying it in your hand. You needed a handle on top of it.
Yeah,
I never was big water guy. Thank God. Good for you for not being big water guy. I remember it became like a thing. Like our principal had to be like, make an announcement that, hey, we got to stop with these big water jugs. You know, because you'd have like 12 offensive linemen, you know, even like the sophomore who, you know, putts who didn't even play. It's like, what? You, huh? No.
I know. Maybe one sophomore could, but like not even.
Exactly. Powerade. That's so interesting to me because you're such a Gatorade guy.
I know. But Powerade Zero. I don't know if you remember that. Nice bottle, white label. And there were like, it was almost like
zero sugar.
Yeah, it was like, it tasted really good. Yep. I can't, there was a red one and a blue one. They're both really good. They weren't as like dense. Like, you know, when you drink a full like Gatorade, you're like, Jesus Christ.
A little syrupy.
I was, yeah, it's almost like too much. It's like melted slushy vibe. I'm like, I need less. I need to feel like light.
Some hydration. Right. Yeah. No, definitely. It's like a Gatorade rain. I went through a red Gatorade rain phase for a while.
I was never into that, but like I wanted to be. There was a green one too that I always, it never tasted right, but it did. I wanted it so bad, but I just couldn't do it.
Hey, Masters were just this weekend. You ever do the Tiger Gatorade? The Tiger Woods Gatorade?
Wait a minute, dude. This is crazy. What was that? This is like unlocking something in my head right now. What did that? I got to look
that up. Yeah, it was like 2007-ish.
Because I think it was really good.
It was so good, bro. And it had him on the front doing his fist bump. I'm sharing my screen so you can see it.
Oh, you can do that? Oh, wait. Did you get green, red, or perp? That green is taking me back, dude.
Oh, I was green. The red and the purple were just, they were fine. They were okay. But the green was like this like mix of lemonade and Gatorade. And it was,
this dude, is a really good, so like thing. Like, what was your favorite Gatorade of all time? Was it Tiger? Like, if you could that bring back Tiger one Gatorade.
Green Tiger is probably my pick. Also, like G1, red G1.
Damn,
remember the G1 phase?
G what? G1.
Or no, it was G2, not G1.
G1 was the guy that was like kind of a coach at Roncalli, but kind of not. Then no one knew. Yeah.
Yes. Forgive me. That's G2 right there. Those are my shit. That was my entire life in middle school.
Bro, I kind of don't know if I like those either. I'm a bitch.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with just being, you know, just the OG. It's cool.
Oh, wow. Local G2. I wish I could share my screen. This is fucking annoying. Hold on.
Yeah, I just asked for permission, but host disabled participant screen sharing. So all good.
Jesus Christ. I didn't mean to. I promise. I'm like, fuck bro, him, dude. He can't share his screen on mine.
I know. I was like, damn, okay. get this. Guess what I did on Sunday? Yep, there it is. That middle one right there.
I really butchered that segment, huh? Go ahead.
It's all good. I bought a lawnmower.
Pushing or riding?
Push.
Nice. Staying in the game, baby. Yep. Clean, classy, cool. Eat light.
Bought a lawnmower, dude. Went to Home Depot on a Sunday. Yeah, I'm a Sunday guy. It is what it is. And bought a lawnmower.
You're officially a dad.
Yeah. So
having kids,
that's my life.
You're not a dad. Going to Home Depot and buying a lawnmower on a Sunday, you're dad now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I am. And you know what? It feels great because the one that I had, it was a rinky dink. Like, you've seen my lawn. It's not that big, yeah. But it was just a rinky. It was almost like it was like a toy. I was like, this isn't even a real lawnmower. Like, yeah, this isn't.
You had a JV mower.
Yeah, this isn't mowing grass. This isn't chopping it down. So we just were like, hey, you know what? It's time to upgrade. It's time to go for bigger, you know? Upgrade from half an acre to an acre, you know? Go from electric to gas. Sorry, world, but...
Oh, you were rocking electric?
Yeah, and we'll keep it because it's, you know, the one that we got, it was a lawnmower... Weed Eater Duo, and they're both electric, so it comes with a battery, and you snap the battery pack in there, then you're just off to the races, which was nice. But at the same time, it was like, it's kind of rinky-dink.
Yeah, dude. You got to get up to varsity level. You're there. Did you prime it before?
I haven't unleashed it yet. I haven't gotten it out. I've just been doing little maintenance work around to prep for it, but...
You got picks? Let's go, bro. Is it red?
It is. It's a blackish. It's a black with a hint of red. Yeah.
Okay. 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 Closet Falcons fan.
It's Kylo Ren inspired from Star Wars.
I knew it was something, dude. Guys never stop being guys. Guys never stop being guys, bro. Anything that's two different colors, you're like, damn, that's my Deion Sanders mower.
Alternate Falcons.
You're like, hey honey, before you mow the grass. She's like, shut the fuck up and cut the front yard.
There's an orange and black one. I'm like, nah. She's like, why? It's a great deal. It's not that expensive. Why not? And I'm just like, it's fucking Bengals. I could never say that to her, though. Mm-mm. I'd get hit with that crow up so hard.
I don't know. Just every time I start it, it reminds me of Corey Dillon. She's like, shut the fuck up.
Every time I start it, I just get irrationally mad at TJ Houshmandzadeh for stomping on the terrible towel. Cleaning his cleats with it.
Every time I pull the grass out of the blade, it reminds me of his braid and just pisses me off.
Can't do it. So
God, he was
if you want me to cut the grass,
nasty.
Then we can't get this one if you want me to cut the grass. So,
oh, what about this purple and black one then?
I just walk out.
Hey, babe, Jamal Lewis, we got to get out of here. So true, though, bro. Shit. So true. What about this yellow and black one that's $4,000? We'll take it.
I'm liking it. Why? What? Why? It's just, you know, it's kind of got a, like, it's
school
like a bumblebee.
School bus feel.
Yeah, like a bumblebee. Like, we're outside. It's spring. It's summer, right? Just, you know.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, like,
Wait. You just won it because of the fucking Steelers. Yeah, it's actually exactly why I want it.
It's got a little blitz the house feel, a little blitzberg. I mean, blitz. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is.
It's just like, hey, bro, it's just like when you're ordering at a restaurant, like a fast food restaurant or something, and they give you a number for what your order is. That can make or break.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That can make or break. Dude, if I get a 43 at Culver's, I'm like, it's gonna be the best meal ever, dude.
Yeah,
Troy Polamalu at Culver's.
Heavy meal. Let's go. 43.
But if I get a 52, I'm like, something just feels a little Ray Lewis-y about this.
I don't like it. I feel dangerous. 84, how cool do you feel? You're like, I'm the coolest guy here. 84.
Right. They're not just giving out. That's kind of up there, right?
Like, yeah.
That's a high number.
If you're working at Culver's,
bro,
like,
one time I got,
does this guy deserve 84?
One time I sent it to you, I got 97 at Culver's.
Simeon Rice.
I sent it to Ben. I said, Cam Hayward. He just goes, sup, Simeon Rice. And I was like, oh.
Best meal ever.
Even better. Even better. And it was delicious. It was insane, though. We went on Sunday and we bought a lawnmower. And then we went to my sister and brother-in-law's house. And they live in like a traditional suburban neighborhood. And we were all out in the back because it was such nice weather outside in Indianapolis or in Indiana. And I swear, there was a radius around. Everybody was cutting their yard at the same time.
No way.
Yeah, folks just become like in a trance. It's just like, boom, weather hits. Got to get out there.
What time was it?
It's like 1 o'clock on Sunday. Wow.
Is that peak cut your grass time? 1?
I don't know. I did my front yard yesterday on Sunday. I did it at like 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's like, it for me.
I was like, am I kind of being a dick? Are people like sleeping? I was like, nah, people are up. People are at church. No one's sleeping in on a Sunday. This isn't fucking college.
That's crazy. 9:30? You got to think about that. But dude, I think if I heard a lawnmower and I was still sleeping, I'd be like, hell yeah. You know, the sound.
Right.
I'm like, turn that up, bro.
Growing up sound machine.
John Deere.
Babies have white noise and brown noise. Grown men have AM talk radio and John Deere mowers.
And one of those sprinklers. Dude,
is that putting me to sleep or is that like ASMR type, you know?
Bro, it's interesting. Landscaping sound effects for guys.
Just pull it up on YouTube.
So good, man.
A little bird chirping in the background every now and then.
Yeah.
Dude, give me a no cloud sky, bright sunshine, 8:15 on a Sunday morning. Fire up the lawnmower. Give me a little bird chirp every now and then.
A dog randomly. Hell yeah, dude.
My dog running away, getting hit by a car. I haven't told you that, have I? Happy got hit by a car.
Shut up, yeah. For real? Is he good?
Yeah, he's all right. No, he's good, I think.
Got like hit like full contact, or did it like just like nip the...
Well, I... So...
clip him?
Here's the story. Here's what happened. So we're going up to Chicago for opening day.
I know the title of this podcast.
We're going up to Chicago for opening day at Wrigley. Me, Rye, our two kids, my mother-in-law. We're going up. My neighbor across the street, who we're good pals with, and who helps us out a lot. We help, you know, it's just a good neighbor relationship. You know, we take out their garbage if they're out. We get the nice mail, yada, yada. Nice. They do the same. I was like, hey, could you come by and just let Happy out in the evening for these next 2 days, give him some food and everything? And he's like, yeah, no problem. No big deal. Done it before. So we're up in Chicago. Cubs 121st pitch. We go to the game. We're at the game till like the seventh inning. We leave because Frank's freaking out. We're getting back to our Airbnb in Wrigleyville. I park. Everybody's up in the Airbnb. I get all of our stuff up in the Airbnb. It's probably like 5:30. All of a sudden, I get a call from my neighbor. And I'm like, okay, he's probably just asking, like, where's the key to the house? Or do you want Happy to have another thing? Whatever. So I answer it, and he's like, hey, man. I can tell his voice is kind of shaky. He's like, bad news. And I'm like, oh. He's like, Happy got out. And I was like, okay, I mean, no big deal. Like, he, you know. You've seen he gets out. It's been established on this show. He gets out a lot. And then he goes, unfortunately, he got hit my car on college. And I was like, and my mother-in-law's sitting right there, and it was April Fool's Day.
Oh, and so shit, dude.
My mother-in-law goes, she like mouths to me. She's like, it is April Fool's Day. And so in my head, I'm like, oh man, like it could be, but I don't know. I know this guy. I don't think he would be that cruel. You know, when he first just said bad news, when he first said bad news and Happy got out, I was like, oh, maybe this is just a little haha, gotcha. And then he jumped, yeah. He got hit by a car. I was like, I think this is real. So we're in Chicago. Happy, they got him in the back of their car because he's not wanting to move his back legs. He's bleeding from the mouth. They're taking him to the hospital. They get him to the hospital. I'm like, we're panicking in the Airbnb in Chicago because we just got unpacked with the two kids, like been there only for like 30 minutes. I'm like, do we pack back up? Do we go down? My Happy's going to die. What the hell is going on? And so the doc comes in and they give him some medicine. They do x-rays. They do another round of x-rays. They give him some more medicine. My neighbor calls me and it's the doctor, the vet on the other end, on the other line. And he's on speaker and he's running me through everything that he's seeing and what's happening and what the plan is going to be. So then my dad has to go and meet my neighbor and take Happy off my neighbor's hands at the vet. And it was just a shit show, dude. It was like, oh God, it was horrible. You're just scared to death for your dog. My dad took Happy for the night because they're like, hey, he's like the x-ray, both rounds of x-rays came back. Everything looked good. Like no, thank God somehow. No, you know, maybe he just got clipped. I don't know, but no like structural damage, no internal bleeding. You know, he just got nicked up and they were like,
hey, general gonna have soreness, medicine. General soreness.
Yeah. Happy got general soreness coming for him. That's right.
He'll be back for the playoffs.
He was on the 15-day IL, but, yeah, that was about 2 weeks ago now, and he's doing well. We've had him back at home, and he's been on medicine for like 2 weeks, but he's all good. So, yeah, I can't believe I haven't told you that.
Bro. I gotta see the film.
I know.
What kind of hit was it? Are we talking Sean Taylor Pro Bowl? What are we talking?
Well, my neighbor said when they found him out there, like, luckily two people had stopped. And, of course, it wasn't the one who hit him, Jagoff. But, like, two other people saw it, and they stopped and pulled over and, like, got him off to the side so he didn't just, like, become roadkill. So, like, when he got to him, Happy was just, like, laying there on his side, on the side of the road. And so thank God for those two people. It was just a really shitty situation, bad accident. But he lives to tell another day.
Bro, he's
so
back.
We're all good.
He's back.
He's back. Yeah. But that's what's been going on in our world. I've also been eating Starburst like it's my job.
Ooh. I had a pink one the other day and I was like, I really did forget how good these were. Man.
Bro, I did one of those, like I was at Walgreens picking up some random shit for the family and I just peeked my head down the candy aisle and I was like, let's see what's going on here. Like, I think the kid's asleep. Like I got some time. And I came back with a industrial size of Fave Reds.
Oh my God. Eat the whole bag already. It's so hard not to eat the whole bag.
I'm about to. I just took a handful because Frank was sleeping. And every time that Frank sees me with one of them, he's like, ah, da, 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 da. Like, he wants them so badly.
Has he had
I'm like,
one?
I can't. So then he gets upset. No, I can't. I'm not giving him Starburst.
Oh, he's done for if you give him Starburst.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. He is on like a fruit snack phase, though. Holy shit. Oh, this kid's God. Just surviving off fruit snacks. Those Mott's ones. Jeez.
Yeah, those might be the new like Scooby-Doo.
They're pretty solid. And he calls them he didn't say fruit snack, obviously. He says nudnack. Nudnack.
Oh, fruit snacks are so dangerous, bro.
They really are. And it's a messed up situation because, you know, it's like they're easy for kids. Kids love them. You know, and it's like, as a parent, it's so easy to just, hey, here you go. Everybody loves a good fruit snack. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm having all, I don't fucking know, man. Parenting's candy. Crazy. Parenting's candy. Crazy.
That's, and the Mott's, it makes you think healthy.
Right. Made with real fruit.
Shut famous the fuck last up. Words. No way, dude.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know what though, Ben? And for all the clubhouse out there, parenting is nothing but choosing battles, right? You got to pick your battles. And sometimes you put your foot down and you say, no, we're not having fruit snacks. You're going to have real food. And then sometimes you just give them the fucking fruit snacks.
It's true, man. Damn, fruit snacks are so good.
I know. Now, like, I feel you.
I'm thinking about it.
I know. I feel you, little man. I could take down some of those with you.
How about the first time you saw like the bigger fruit snacks bags, like at the gas station, there's like a bigger one. I was like, they make that? Because fruit snacks are so good because you only get like six and you're like.
Right. When they had like the half baggy, like the
in between. It's like a Ziploc bag. You're like, what? Ziploc. Like, who's buying? Like, that's dangerous. Like, what tax bracket do I have to be in to get one of those there's big some, Gushers bags?
There's some road trip right there. There's some road trip snack right there. But even so, it's like after you've had like nine, you're like, okay, this is where it should end. I don't want to keep eating this because this is where it should end.
It feels like that's something you only get like in, like you go to a different country and they have them, you know? Like that's right. Something you see on the side of the like street in New York. You're like, whoa, that's like explicit. Like I'm not supposed to see that.
Right. This isn't for my Midwest ass.
Nah, bro. Just give me four fruit snacks and let me get yelled at after.
You want to check the mailbox?
Yeah, bro. Let's go.
Clubhouse mailbox sitting on my balls weird. Sorry. This is from Joey. Subject, Jimmy John's bread and middle school football.
Sounds like perfect. Everything. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the title of my life.
That's the new title of this show.
Jimmy John's bread and middle school football. Like, okay. Name six words that describe your entire personality. Got him.
He says, first off, huge fan of the show. Congrats on all the success. Thanks. So in eighth grade football during halftime, we had a player whose phone started ringing as coach was ripping us for being down and playing like shit. The kid proceeded to answer the phone and pulled it straight out of his football pants. I think we probably ran a total of 5 miles at the next practice. What was the funniest, weirdest memory you have from playing youth sports? Slap my ass with a day-old bag of stale Jimmy John's bread and scream at me like Peyton Manning yelling at Jeff Saturday.
Remember he yelled at Donald Brown?
God damn it, Donald.
I was like, man, that's our leader. Hell yeah. Middle school football memory.
Oh my God. Dude, the phone and that's crazy.
We had a phone guy. We had a phone guy freshman year.
Really?
Yeah, because he kept it in his pants too.
That's nuts.
Freshman football too. It was like we were in a prison yard. Like, that was risky.
Yeah, did he get caught?
Nah, but, like, every water break, like, the coaches weren't around, and we'd be like, yo, Blake, what time is it, dog? Like, what time is it? Because it was so... Dude, football practice freshman year was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. For no reason. I was like, I've ran a lap around a football field. Why is this 10 times harder?
It was, and it was so long.
Everything was uncomfortable. Everything was, like, 10 times, like, hotter.
Yes.
Like, I was like, this sucks.
Ground was harder. There was more dirt.
Bro.
You had fucking algebra and biology homework after. You're like, what is this, dude?
No, this was still summer. We didn't even, but you were like getting ready to go to high school was like kind of like looming. You're like,
yeah.
I don't know my locker combo. Like, I don't know shit, dude. And you're just out here like, dude, I remember our first freshman football practice. We ran two laps around the field and stretched and then did it all again. And it was the hardest practice of my life. I was like, we didn't even do any drills, bro. Like, I'm in for it. But yeah, we had cell phone guy. Every time we got a drink, we're like, dude, is it almost over? What time is it? And like, they gave all the shitty equipment to the freshman football players. So cell phone guy, Blake, He had a helmet with no face mask. And like, you couldn't complain because you're not shit.
How is that even allowed? We were different, like, time back in 2005.
We weren't doing contact anything. So we were just, so our coach was just like, wear it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like,
damn, I just aged you. I'm sorry. That fucked me up.
What the?
I was like, you were a freshman in high school like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, dude. But it was all, dude, that seems like 40 years ago.
Totally, totally different time, world, everything. Now, if the coach did that, I hate to be now generational football guy, but.
Dude, but we weren't like hitting. So like, it was just like a power move for the coach to be like, we don't give a shit what you look like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't a fashion contest.
Bro, it was so funny looking at him though with no face mask on. Probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, how quickly did he quit in the regular season? Or did he even make it to the regular season?
Well, like the day we started hitting, full contact today. Like they gave him like the worst face mask ever. Bar down the middle.
Did he end up playing though, or did he quit?
Nah, he ended up playing.
Wow, good for him. Yeah, usually great. That's tell the cell phone and pants, no face mask kid. His pants probably went down to like past his shins. Like that's where his knee pads probably were. Like that's telltale. That kid's done before first game.
He's done, bro. Yeah. Plays a different sport or just quits and like just kind of chills. Just does like vocab homework after school.
Like, you haven't been in practice in like 3 weeks. Are you done? He's like, yeah, I quit. Like,
oh. I work at Journeys now.
I probably should do the same. We had, this wasn't middle school, but it was high school, and it was halftime, and we were up, but only up. We were playing a shitty school, and we were only up by like 6 at half. So obviously everybody's pissed and whatnot. And we had this kid who sounds a lot like who you're describing, of like the kid who would have no face mask, the kid who would like just not show up to practice, but then show up and then sometimes be, then he'd be like in the locker room at the game. You're like, are you on the fucking team or what? I don't know. And for some reason, he's sitting like near me, kind of right by me and right by one of my best friends who we talk about on the show pretty regularly, actually. Coach does his talk and whatnot, and we're game planning. Hey, this is what we're gonna come out with in the second half. And the coach walks away, and this kid, the kid who, you know, would quit type of kid, he just goes, "Coach," and coach looks back at him, and he goes, "Have we run the double pass yet?"
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And the coach like just looks at him and is like just thinking of who the hell are you kind of deal, like doesn't even respond and just walks away. And me and my buddy are both just like, "Nah, dude, we haven't. Don't ask that." Yeah.
I'd have to, oh my god, man. That would make me not want to play the rest of the game. I'd be like, I quit. Dude, some shit like that, dude, would just, you ever get turned off during a football game? You're like, I can't.
Oh, nothing worse.
I'm like, I actually don't want to do any of this anymore.
That's like worse than if you're in like an intimate situation, you know, with a lady and something happens and you get turned off. Like having that happen in a football game where now you just, the last thing you want to do is like play in a football game or like be competitive. Horrible. Horrible.
Have we run the double? Oh, no. He's trying to help, but he doesn't know. I'm like, oh, my God. I know. This sucks.
I know. From Jimmy. Subject, after the legend. These guys, what's up, fellas? I hope all is well with both of you. Already getting that Indy 500 fever. Love it. Anyway, I had an interesting thought I wanted to share with y'all. What are some of the most difficult acts that had to be followed in sports history? For example, the guy that had to fill in at shooting guard after Michael Jordan retired, or the guy that had to play shortstop after Jeter left the Yankees. For me, there are two that stick out. Whoever had to follow up Tim Tebow at Florida and whoever came after Reggie Bush at USC.
Jesus.
Slap my ass harder than you used to on the old Radiohead unit in the car when the CD kept skipping.
That is insane to think about. Who's after Reggie Bush? I think he was kind of good.
I think it was like Joe McKnight, and then he kind of was just like...
Joe McKnight, bro. That is an insane pull. He was nasty.
Rest in peace, actually, passed a few years ago.
Joe McKnight was sick. He was on ESPN The Magazine, bro.
He was one of those that was insanely crazy good in high school, and then like was... It just never panned out for him to be like, oh, LeBron, or you know what I mean? Like, he was like a good player in college and like played in the NFL for a couple of years, but he wasn't like what his high school billing was, what we thought, you know?
Dude, he put the area code on his eye black. I was like, he's next, baby. In high school?
Yeah.
That is, hey, who was after Tebow? Damn, I can't even think.
I think they went on like a weird run. They had to have gone. They're still kind of on a weird run of it. Yeah. I don't know, but it is going to piss me off.
When a good college team just can't find their quarterback, I'm like, man, that sucks for you guys.
Figure it the fuck out, guys.
I know. It's like, are you guys even trying? Sometimes I think that. Like Michigan for a while, I was like, bro.
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, it took LSU until Joe Burrow, and I mean, they never had a quarterback, dude. Never had
a quarterback. It is so weird. I'm like, how can you guys not find the guy? Meanwhile, Nebraska has had a carbon copy of the same guy for the past 27 years. I'm like, this guy, same dude, running, ripping off 80-yard runs. I'm like, who is this the same guy? Martinez every year. I'm like, Jesus Christ, bro.
So I'm looking up this Florida because this is going to piss me off. Any guesses? I'm having the worst fucking internet, of course.
My guess is totally wrong, but I don't know it.
There's some funny names out there if you have any.
Come on, dude. Let's roll.
Of course, exit page not working. Fuck all the way off, dude.
Florida. Quarterback
2010 Florida Gators quarterback.
Oh no, Brantley. I'm gonna kill myself. John Brantley.
No way. This had to be one of those weird, like 6-6 Florida teams who are playing in the literal Gator Bowl on New Year's.
Hey, how about when South Carolina played Iowa in the women's national championship? I was like, so is this just the Outback Bowl or what? I don't know why, but I want a Bloomin' Onion right now.
Yeah, but where's that mascot? Either way, weird. How about the kicker who followed up Sebastian Janikowski in the Raiders?
Kickers are, I don't know. Yeah, that is, who was the shooting guard after Michael Jordan, bro?
I don't know.
I don't want to even look.
No. Such a bad taste in your mouth. It's
Jalen
horrible.
Rose or something? I don't even think he was a shooting guard.
Hey. Chris Duhon?
Oh, God, what a legend in college.
From Duke?
Such a dude, I can just hear Dickie V saying his name.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Dude, the Reggie Bush one hits hard because I was like, who is gonna be able to do this?
I remember that next year's team like had like John David Booty as a quarterback.
Weird.
I'm pretty
sure
it was Joe McKnight.
I'm like, yeah. This is just bizarro USC, like Matt Leinart's like weird clone. Reggie Bush's weird clone. I'm like, this just isn't. It doesn't have the magic. Hey, dude, who was after Vince Young? Was it Colt McCoy? Because Colt McCoy is kind of nice. Yeah. I was like, bro, is he weirdly better than Vince Young?
Yeah, because he had a run. Yeah, he was there for like four. I mean, obviously he was there for 4 years, but I think he was like the starter for 4 years because they went to 08. They're ranked like number one, and then Crabtree knocked him off, and McCoy was the – so Vince Young left in 06. So I think McCoy slid right in there. There might have been a year gap, but it was. They went Young to McCoy.
Colt McCoy just throwing 80-yard bombs to Limus Sweet on SportsCenter. I was like, dude, no one can beat him. No one can beat him. Jamal Charles. I was like, what are we doing?
Dude, the Shipley brothers.
Shipley. Oh, my God. The way I wanted to be him so bad.
TC bands under the knee.
They did set that off. They started knee bands, I swear.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
The white ones, nothing was better than white bands with the Texas away jerseys. I was like, this is a masterpiece.
Red River rivalry down in Dallas, Oklahoma, Texas.
The fight song's playing in my head right now, bro.
Lee Corso blowing someone's brains out with the Oklahoma thing.
Dude, when you were Texas on the video game and you played Oklahoma, you're like, I'm actually like sweating.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. You're like, this is a big deal.
Half burnt orange, half crimson in the stadium.
Who's the Oklahoma running back? DeMarco Murray. Dude, he followed Adrian Peterson. He was sick, dude. I was like, I don't know. He might be better.
Hey, number seven.
Like, I was like, if they couldn't get any cooler, like Adrian Peterson, and then this is the next guy. Oh my God. DeMarco Murray.
Best podcast ever.
There's a couple more I want to keep going. This is crazy. But after Leonard Fournette at LSU, I was like, there's no way. Then that Geist bro, remember him?
Darius Geist. Yeah, he got in some legal trouble.
Yeah, he got in some trouble, but like in college, that dude was insane.
Yeah, like LSU running backs and DBs, Ohio State wide receivers and DBs.
Dude, it's really it's Michigan offensive tackles.
Yep.
Offensive tackle you.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Notre Dame. That's the big four linemen. Yep. And then LSU, Ohio State,
Clemson, probably Alabama. Clemson receivers.
Yeah. It's not really, I mean, Ohio State's kind of like quarterback too, just because like they always have so many good skill players and the quarterback's just going there and just fucking.
Penn State.
Oh, yeah, linebacker for sure. Hey, Paul Posluszny.
Like, be more of a linebacker from birth, dog. Paul Posluszny.
What do you want to be when he grows up? Just, you know what he's going to be when he grows up.
He's
just
going to fill the B gap. Dude, what number was Paul Posluszny, dude, in college?
51? No, wait. That was him in the pros. I'm pretty sure Paul Posluszny was 40. No! Fuck, this is going to drive me nuts.
Puzzlers, dude. You know, he's real easy to confuse with Luke Kuechly.
Damn it, it was 31. It was 31 in college, 51, I believe, in the pros.
That's a hard number, bro. And you know, they just gave him 31. He didn't ask for it, nothing. They're just like, we got 31. He's like, I'll take it.
And then just rolled with it.
Just best linebacker ever, bro.
Paul Puzzlers, dude.
Puzzlers. Puzzlers, hey, flying from sideline to sideline.
That's incredible.
Who's your sneaky team on the NCAA college video game? That's the question of the week here.
Ooh. Yeah, when Penn State, they on that team, they had Michael Robinson as a quarterback. He was good.
They were so good. Penn State always has a really good DB too.
JPJ, baby. Joey Porter Jr.
Yep. Who's your sneaky team in college football? Like, dude, I would take down like My friends would be like Texas or USC. I'd be Iowa State and just fucking.
Wow.
Just something about them, dude. Tall white receiver. Fast.
Texas.
Say what?
Texas A&M or Texas Tech was a popular one.
What was their offense called? Like air attack? I was like,
air raid.
They had that on there for you could pick
Mike,
your offense.
It was Mike
dude.
Leach. It was Mike Leach, baby. Rest in peace,
bro. If you went to Texas with Vince Young and then picked Texas Tech's offense,
bye.
See ya.
OK State, kind of a sneaky one.
Ooh, God.
Oh, Big 12.
Yeah, they're sexy. Texas A&M a little bit, too. I'd slide in there, Texas A&M.
Big 12 boys. I don't know. That's a good one, though. Yeah, let us know. And what year?
What year,
team and
what
year?
What team? There's always a quarterback, bro, that just like you. It was on a weird squad, and he was like 96 speed. And you're just like, oof.
That's all he needed.
Yeah, I'm gonna rock with JMU this game.
So it was Marcus Vick in Virginia Tech.
Ooh, Marcus. Oh God, Marcus Vick, dude.
He got in some trouble as well.
What could have been?
Right. All right. Good show. Team these guys at gmail.com.
Not bad for a fact.
Official Joey Molinaro.com. BenedictPolizzi.com.
Hartford.
Follow the show. Hartford Thursday for Ben. Buffalo Wednesday for me.
Wingies.
Wingy time. Joey likey. Joey want wingy. So cool. Appreciate you guys. And yeah, we'll talk next week.
See you next time. These guys.
These guys. Bye bye.
Beanie Wells.
Bobby Carpenter. Dude, we were both Ohio State guys. Holy shit.
That's pretty sick.